Coming back to David, it says here that he had just won a battle, and when he came back from there, he found that is in 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 1, some enemies had come and raided his camp and taken away all the wives captive and took away all their belongings and went away. And David came back and the city had been burnt with fire, verse 3. And their wives and sons and daughters had been taken captive. Now remember, this is the training that God gave David to become the most well-known king of Israel. And David and his people lifted up their voices and wept. And it says here that people were wanting to stone him, verse 6. They were wanting to stone him for saying, "You're the cause of all this. We've lost our wives, we've lost our children." And it says in the last part of verse 6, but David, in one translation it says, he encouraged himself in the Lord, strengthened himself. Here was a situation where there was nobody to encourage him. They were all accusing him, blaming him. Have you ever faced a situation like that? Somewhere, place of work or somewhere? He encouraged himself and strengthened himself in the Lord. And he said, well, God must be having a solution to this problem. It looks as if everything is lost. If the enemy is strong, our wives are lost, our property is lost, it looks as if there's no hope. And when you come to a situation like that, encourage yourself in the Lord and seek what is God's will. And David sought the Lord, it says in verse 8. Shall I go after this enemy? Will I win the battle? And the Lord said, go. And David went after the enemy. And on the way, he found somebody to help him, to guide him to where the enemy was. It's amazing how God arranges all this. And we will also find situations where God will not forsake us, even when it looks as if we have lost everything. God will do something to encourage us. And finally, we read that he met the enemy and slaughtered them in verse 17. And the phrase that comes to my mind after that is a phrase that's repeated. David, verse 18, recovered everything that had been lost. Verse 18. And again, it's repeated. David recovered everything, captured all the sheep in verse 20, verse 19. He brought it all back. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind. God will not allow us to lose anything spiritually if we keep our attitude right towards Him. He will allow us to recover. Have you lost something spiritually in your life? Maybe through your own blunder or carelessness or backsliding. Here is the word of the Lord. As David recovered all, you can recover everything that is lost. We all have regret over times in our life where we were careless or didn't take something seriously, and we feel we have lost something. Here is a promise that you can recover all that's lost. I thank God for it. We've all gone through such phases, and we must believe that God will enable us to recover everything. I don't know what it is. Maybe with your children, you feel that something was lost. Failures and blunders you made in bringing up your children, or your relationship with your wife or husband. Take this word. As David recovered all, you can also recover all. When Jesus defeated Satan, he recovered everything. Turn to this passage in Luke chapter 11. In Luke's Gospel chapter 11, we read in verse 21. He's talking about you know, casting out demons in verse 20. When a strong man, that's the devil, Luke 11:21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, that's the devil, his possessions are undisturbed. In other words, the devil has robbed you of something that you should have had. Maybe some years of your life was lost to the devil because of your carelessness or backsliding or some relationships or something. There are people who have lost their relationship with their children through their own blunders or foolish strictness or something like that. What have you lost? A relationship with your children or with your wife or husband or some situation? A strong man has taken it from you. But, it says in verse 22, someone stronger than him, that's Jesus, attacks him, overpowers him, and takes back all that he stole from you. All his armor, which he had relied on, and distributes his plunder. In other words, he gives us back what the devil stole. But that's what we see from that Old Testament story of David having recovered all that was lost. There are promises like that in the Old Testament. One of the words that's encouraged me in my younger days when I did not understand all this fully was a little expression in the book of Joel in chapter 2. I trust all of you know where Joel is, and I hope you read his book. Have you all read Joel? You're going to meet him in heaven. And he'll ask you whether you read his book. And you say, where was that? You say, I wrote only 3 pages and you couldn't read it? Joel chapter 2. It's one of the minor prophets. In Joel chapter 2, it says here about the Lord restoring to us what was taken away. Verse 25, I will make up to you. Take this as a personal promise. I will restore to you or make up to you for all the years, he uses different locusts, that these locusts have eaten away from your life. The great army which I send among you, I will restore to you the years that were eaten away. I remember in times when I slipped up and failed, these words were of tremendous encouragement to me. Lord, what shall I do about years that were wasted? I will restore to you the years that you wasted in your life that have been eaten up. We never get a promise from God if we don't claim it. There's one other thing I want to say. Just like David recovered and all, as we saw that Jesus also recovered everything that the devil's taken away. One of the functions of CFC from the time it has started is to recover truth that the devil has robbed from the Church of Jesus Christ through the centuries. The truth that the apostles had way back in the beginning, right at the beginning, soon after the day of Pentecost, it did not last for long, because by the time you come to Revelation chapter 2 and 3, which is just about 60 years after the day of Pentecost, a lot of the churches have lost what God gave them. So what the apostles had was lost by the end of the first century. And then from then onwards, all types of other practices came in. Infant baptism, priestcraft, and human rulers with titles and salaried preachers, and all this. The apostles were not like that. All this came in through the years, and then corruption and sexual scandals in the church and all types of things through the centuries. And then little by little, in the last 400 years or so, God began to recover this truth. I thought of that in relation to that expression, David recovered all, Jesus recovered all. And through the last few centuries, the Lord has been seeking to recover back fully to the church all the truth that the apostles had. See, way back in the time of the apostles, there was no such thing as a church having a pastor. Take a simple thing like that. A pastor in a church was absolutely unheard of. Priests and bishops and all, unheard of. Where did all this come in Christendom? It was lost. And most of Christendom still hasn't recovered it. But Jesus has recovered all. In small groups here and there, the entire truth of the New Testament has been recovered, particularly the truths of the New Covenant.